Holy Spirit of God, take our minds and think through them. Take these words and speak through them and set our hearts on fire for love of you. Amen. Please be seated. Well, I came across a listicle the other day. What, you may ask, is a listicle? Well, these fancy kids have come up with a new word. It is an early 21st century word for a piece of writing or an article that is presented in the form of a list. Brilliant, wouldn't you say? It is a combination of two words, list and article. Listicle. While this method for presenting information has always been around, it has proliferated across the internet and is actually popping up in more journalistic sources as well. If you want to know how to write a listicle, there's plenty of how-to articles out there on the internet, probably written in the form of a list. So the listicle I came across last week was for the new year, entitled Seven Resolutions for a More Organized New Year. That's something we could all embrace, wouldn't you say? Included in the list, there were some things that appeared to me your usual resolutions for New Year's, like take better care of yourself, eat well, exercise, watch your spending and save more, simplify your life by limiting the number of outside commitments each family member has, yada, yada, yada. The one that caught my eye was a resolution to downsize. A somewhat misappropriated word, in my opinion, applied to the old task of clearing out clutter and belongings. What I liked about this was the suggestion that for every new item taken into a house, three items should be removed. If that were a habit that I could take on, imagine how simple spring cleaning and year-end cleaning and purging before a move might actually be. Imagine the spaciousness of all of our lives if we were to push against our culture's consumer mentality and actually took on the practice of emptying out rather than have a focus on accumulation. This emptying out action, believe it or not, is a spiritual practice we Christians should be encouraged to follow. No, I'm not talking about emptying out the clutter from our lives, although that's probably a good idea. But for most of our history, the average Christian had little assets or belongings to clear away. No, I'm talking about the process of emptying out ourselves in imitation of God, as when God took on flesh, took on the limitations of being human through the birth of a baby named Jesus 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem. The Word became flesh and lived among us, I just read from our gospel. And that Word was God, God who emptied God's self of God's glory and power by becoming incarnate, becoming human, living in the flesh. This movement of emptying, or kenosis, as theologians call it, is also reflected in Paul's letter to the Philippians. As the apostle encouraged the brothers and sisters of Philippi, he exhorted them to let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. This emptying out, this kenosis, is best seen and experienced in our sacraments of baptism and Eucharist. In baptism, we die to our old way of being. We empty ourselves out and rise from the waters a new person grafted into Jesus Christ, reborn by the Holy Spirit, as our prayer book says. In Eucharist, we empty ourselves through our worship and in the confession we pray most Sundays, so that we can then come forward, hold out our hands to be filled with Christ's body and blood that we are privileged to feast upon because of Jesus' own self-emptying on the cross. Through these two sacraments, we participate in kenosis, whether we recognize it as self-emptying or not. Now you say, Sharon, what does this practice of self-emptying mean for me? Are you asking me to go sell all my belongings and live as a poor person? There are some people who are called to do just that, and our Christian history is full of stories of the simple and the saints who have left everything behind in radical discipleship to Christ Jesus. So how does a regular person like us, how do we go about the emptying out? Well, let me just say, I think it is a lifelong spiritual practice. And to avoid this sermon becoming a listicle like the seven steps toward kenosis, let me merely give you one important attribute of this sanctified self-emptying that we can begin right now. I think the most important aspect of self-emptying is a deliberate decision to make space for God in our lives. If we're making space for God in our lives each day, then there is a commensurate letting go taking place as well. A letting go of activity, busyness, words, thoughts, pursuit of our own goals, whatever, you figure it out. Now, I will do a shout out to those group of people who gather each Thursday at noon in the chapel to practice centering prayer, a form of Christian contemplative prayer that for them is a dedicated time to practice emptying out thoughts and opening themselves more deeply to God. This paradoxical exchange of opening and letting go allows God more room in our lives. It gives us more room to enter into a deeper union with God and our deeper selves. Through this emptying out, our lives then become less about ourselves and our agenda and more about God and what touches the heart of God. As we close out the year 2017, this first Sunday after Christmas, let us seek in the year ahead to explore how to live a Christmas each day. We do that by emptying ourselves to enable God to be born in our lives every day, to become another incarnate son or daughter of God, like that sweet baby in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas and happy, happy New Year.